from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Porno for Pirates.
Mr. Porno for Pirates himself, our Bears reporter Mark Grody with us on the day that the rookies report to training camp.
Look, Brian Reynolds is into some kinky stuff, dude.
Always has. I mean, why do you think Paul Skeens has that mustache?
it really ties the whole room together when you think about it.
Mark Grody on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Hi, Mark.
This goes way farther back, actually, Spiegs. It's more like Andy Van Slyke, Bobby Bonilla, young Barry Bonds.
All of
that's
them?
When it, yeah, that's when it started. That, I mean, that's when it was just in print then, pirate porn. Yeah. Yeah, now we have pirate porn. Like, you could just put pirate porn on Google right now and really, really win if you'd like.
Yeah, a lot of peg leg stuff. I understand.
Who's not into peg leg?
Well. Hey, Grody, what would it sound like if Dave Misko was doing the VO for the pirate porn?
Oh, man. Did you see what that guy just did right there? Oh, my God. He's got the sail. Look out.
That's where you went in the jukebox? That was the one?
You went with Dave Misko.
I love Dave. He's a wonderful guy.
You could have gone with Cropper.
No.
No.
It's a fan favorite.
You better get that hook off your hand. It's got that little gimmick on there. Get it off of there.
Don't let your parrot get involved.
You're going to kill somebody.
They could have asked for an impression that the audience knew.
That was the jukebox. I know.
That's all right. I appreciate the request.
So self-serving.
Anytime I could blow out my voice doing my Dave Misko impersonation, especially ahead of the Bears kicking off camp with everybody on Friday.
That's a crowd pleaser.
For an audience of Tanny and Shane.
That's it. And Dave Misko. Yeah. Who's probably listening.
Okay. Sometimes the small audiences, because that's kind of like a lot of my impersonations. I work for small audiences. Like if I was to do a stand-up act, there'd be like five or six people there watching.
Radio losers.
Well, in fears of this audience getting any smaller, can we segue back to the Bears,
please?
For God's sakes. Are you shocked, surprised, relieved? What is your feeling now that Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze have signed fully guaranteed rookie deals today on the last possible day?
Well, in the options that you gave me, Spiegs, relief would be the word. I think that's what everybody kind of feels. I don't think anybody wanted to deal with this, considering the optimism heading into this camp for very obvious reasons, and it is because of those top two rookies, Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. So I am very happy, very relieved that there's no funny stuff going into this camp, and there's enough to deal with, enough to report on, enough to watch develop without having to deal with this. One of the things that I was working on during the day today was Caleb Williams and learning a little bit more about him, and that things actually did look a little bit more complicated with Caleb Williams and what was going on behind the scenes. And one of the things that I learned was that that Caleb Williams does have two labor attorneys on his team as well, and that definitely got my antenna up in terms of why would there be labor attorneys on his side? What could they possibly be haggling over at this point? And, you know, some of the things that come to my brain would be rookie ceilings. And moreover, probably even more so, would be the fifth-year option. Rookie contracts right now, for people who don't know, there's a four-year deal with a fifth-year team option. It got my antennas up wondering if that was something that the labor attorneys were considering or trying to fight or trying to revolutionize or trying to change. You know, the labor attorneys are not NFLPA, so that they can't, they would not have been able to negotiate that with the NFL, but that was something that got my antenna up throughout the day. So I guess I'm even more relieved that they did get the deal done, and whatever, if they were, guys, if they were fighting towards some sort of change in the way rookie contracts or the option is done, they obviously backed off of it if this deal is indeed made official. And I'm looking at my phone too, just waiting to see if once the Bears make this deal official.
But so to be clear, you're saying those are things that potentially could have been contested by Caleb's people and lawyers. You're not saying that they were contesting any of them, because by all reporting as of now, it looks like this is a standard first overall pick contract.
Absolutely. Yeah, those were, I mean, it just, like, to have the labor attorneys on his side, it's like, it's, as far as I know, I mean, that's fairly unprecedented. Why they would have lawyers that do that on your team, it made me wonder. But to Parkins's point, yes, to be very clear, the contract is pretty standard in 2024 for a rookie contract slotted at number one overall. None of that stuff came to be, but I guess my overall point, guys, is that there might have been more to this than all of us were saying, and that includes me, because I feel like the vibe from most people who cover the Bears or talk about the Bears has been, it's fine, they're going to get it done, there's nothing going on here, there's nothing they can do. And I am saying that maybe there were some things that were going on that we don't know about, and now we don't need to know about.
Well, that's very interesting reporting from our guy Mark Grody, because Caleb had said at his Caleb Cares Foundation event over the weekend, quote, "My lawyers and attorney and everybody, the head of the Bears, everybody up there up top is handling that in terms of his contract." And so you reporting that they are labor attorneys is fascinating, because Caleb has seemed like a guy who is as empowered as any college athlete that we've ever seen, any NIL era college athlete that we've ever seen. And there were fears that he and his dad would be disruptors, would want to in some ways break the system. And a lot of those were clearly unfounded. But if there's any part of you that's looking to take control of your own life and your own business, this is your first moment to really do it. Post-draft, let's talk about the contract. And, I mean, does the NFL fully have a leg to stand on with that fifth-year option and that they hold over? So having labor attorneys kind of check out the entire structure would fit in with the profile of what we were coming to expect from Caleb and his people.
Yeah, so to me speaks that they were, and this is just a guess here, that they were sniffing around that possibility. Can we do something? Would this be too hard of a fight? Like, I'm talking for Caleb's labor attorneys. You know, one of the snags that they may have gotten into, the labor attorneys, is that that talks to non-NFLPA sanctioned representation does not happen. No teams talk to them, and those guys are not sanctioned representation, the labor lawyers for Caleb Williams. So they would not have been able to get that type of a deal done. Obviously, somebody else within the camp got this deal done, but you know, those, I have a feeling that those labor attorneys were just kind of poking around, seeing what they might be able to come up with. And the other part too that scared me, and this is another reason why I'm relieved that it looks like Caleb is going to sign that contract, is that here's a guy who, let's just say, he's got what, $12 to $20 million already in the bank from NIL money. how easy would it have been for Caleb Williams to hold out, to stay out of camp, to be like it feels like most guys go with what their attorneys and their representation says typically, but this is a guy who comes in already rich. So it does make it even more relieving that he got the deal done, as it looks like.
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of this stuff, he's going to ask questions, but he really hasn't done anything to upset the status quo. I mean, he didn't give his medicals to any team that couldn't draft him. And what else?
No, I don't think anything. I think what we're seeing, though, and if Grody's reporting goes in line with it, is just somebody kind of seeing what there is to be more in control of,
yeah.
which these young athletes should be doing.
No, I'm not saying I have any problem with it. I'm just saying in terms of the NFL has this thing pretty buttoned up. He's a part of a union now. It's collectively bargained. These contracts are slotted. There's not much room for a lone wolf to disrupt things. I mean, Tom Brady was a pretty powerful dude. Aaron Rodgers is a pretty powerful guy. Patrick Mahomes, pretty powerful guy. They're not changing the way that contracts are written in the NFL.
But if you were the surefire number one guy in a draft that has, and the draft system has been changed now that there is really no wiggle room. There's not much wiggle room. But if you were the clear-cut number one, you'd probably push.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Push against and see what you can get and push it maybe as long as the conversation would allow.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Roma Dunze also signed today. And he was the ninth pick. And he has an agent. And J.J. McCarthy and Danielle Hunter, or I keep doing that, and Dallas Turner, who replaced Danielle Hunter, still haven't signed in Minnesota. My guess is it was something as simple as we want all of the signing bonus at once, or we want none of the money offset for guarantee. You know, the things that we know that there is negotiation with. Look at it, have your high-powered attorney look at it and sure. Say, is there a loophole here somewhere where we can get a little something something for us? Can we not have that fifth year option exist? But like, no, there is no loophole. The NFL has big time lawyers too.
And I will say, Groats, like if you're a radio host and you don't have an agent, then you want to have a lawyer, and that lawyer ought to be a contract lawyer, you know, somebody like that. If you're an NFL player and you don't have an agent, having a labor lawyer would seem to make sense.
Yeah, two of them, as a matter of fact. And yes, the NFL does have big time lawyers too, and I think that's ultimately why he is going to sign this rookie contract. And it just maybe they're a little bit in over their heads right now in terms of what they can do. I don't think this is a money issue or moving the money around or when you get all your money. I think it's more plausible that this is a fifth year option removal attempt, and that this is definitely something that you would not necessarily Caleb led by that point, but it's definitely something that will come up when the next CBA needs to be renewed, getting rid of that fifth year option. So I just think that these labor lawyers for Caleb Williams probably sniffing around it, seeing how far they could get with it, and then probably realizing that at this point it is too complicated, being that they don't talk to non-NFLPA sanctioned representation, and they decided to kind of cave and sign it. But I think that this is something that's going to pop up, and I don't think it had to do with money. And I think the Bears were the kind of the ones that were being pressed on this. Like, I don't think this is on the Bears. I think this is probably from Caleb Williams' side.
Okay, but I mean, I'm not really pushing back on what you're reporting, Grody, but I'm also not 100% sure. Like, he's not holding out. Like, you know what I mean? So if he really wanted to push it further, like, he could have held out, right?
He could have, but he probably was told that. I mean, my guess is that the lawyers told him that it wasn't going to happen, that it's impossible,
right,
that they are not going to deal with us. And so they told that to Caleb, and Caleb signed the deal. I'm just telling you what I think maybe some of the holdup was and some of the background was and what might still be coming for the NFL. And no, let me separate Caleb Williams now at this point. Now it goes to the CBA and how they could change that. Caleb Williams will be locked in. He will sign his deal. And then in 4 years, the Bears will get to decide whether or not they want to keep him around for a fifth year or sign him to an extension, and who knows what that will look like at that point.
All right. And Roma Dunze has signed also, and rookies are reporting, and the rest come on Friday, and they're the first team to report because of the Hall of Fame game. What do people know about expectations and the schedule for this week, these early portions of the earliest part of camp?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we are not out there today. The first time the media is allowed to be out there will be on Friday. So I think that whatever they're doing right now is just a expectation for camp, maybe some light work. But again, we're not out there seeing it. I think that, you know, when you look at this rookie class, guys, I mean, obviously the top two, Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, will be the ones that we will be talking about the most, obviously. But there are interesting stories with each of the three other rookies, too, and Kieran Amagaji, who we are assuming is going to be healthy because he missed the offseason program with his leg injury. We'll see if he's back and what part he might play on the Bears' offensive line. Torrey Taylor, the Iowa punter, certainly will be a story, as if he wasn't already in the offseason program. And then I think the guy that I wonder about the most in the rookie class, and that's Austin Booker, the defensive end. And specifically what I wonder about him is simply how fast will he be able to contribute to the defense? Because most people that I've talked to say it's not going to be right away for Austin Booker.
And then so you said, so everybody else gets there on Friday. And like, how is this camp going to be different because of the Hall of Fame game, which looms alarmingly soon, frankly?
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see the pace at which Matt Eberflus decides to take things. I mean, we know that he came out hot in his first camp, and the, you know, fast Flus and, you know, the huffing and puffing and these guys, you know, the players. I remember doing several Bears reports with talking about how winded these guys were. I do think that Matt Eberflus is probably going to have to take a step back in terms of that and pick his times and pick his days and pace themselves over this extra time with the extra game because of the Hall of Fame game. So it's going to be really interesting to see how he handles it and how regimented, well, camp will be regimented because they always are, but just how, what the fury is out there in terms of, is this going to be a typical get your track shoes on Matt Eberflus camp? And my guess is that it'll be tempered in some ways at certain times throughout the camp.
So is the first time you hear from Eberflus Friday?
It will be Friday, yes. Yeah, Ryan Poles will speak on Friday, as well as Matt Eberflus. And I believe the way they have put it right now, or at least from the schedule we got a couple days ago before Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze signed, it says select players. I am hoping and guessing that Caleb Williams will probably speak on Friday as well, if they are giving us select players.
You guys think that an edge rusher being added, either one of the street free agents that remains or somebody else that becomes available via trade, is something we ought to stay on the lookout for?
Yeah,
here in the next couple weeks? I think so too. There have been reports that the Patriots might consider trading Matthew Judon, which is an interesting thing to sort of put in your back pocket for right now. I think that's the only real starting spot weakness that jumps out at you right now for me in terms of not having someone on the roster you feel decent about.
But you're not, yeah, you don't like center.
Yeah, I think they don't love center, but they've got two. They've got now two vets they can throw at.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, and I'll address both of those positions too, but the other one that I'm fascinated by in this camp is going to be Nate Davis and right guard. And if Flus was just kind of challenging Nate Davis when he was kind of left it open for interpretation about who is going to start at right guard, and then Nate Davis doesn't necessarily have that spot nailed down. On the defensive line, I talked about this the other day. What about DeMarcus Walker? It feels like we've all forgotten about DeMarcus Walker. He did not have a great year last year, but there were expectations for him to get in there and get 7 to 10 sacks last year. Can he turn it around this year? He was not healthy to begin the season last year. He was one of many Bears players who were injured right up until the point of the start of the season. So while I certainly don't rule out the possibility of them signing somebody, in fact, they should and probably will, I do think that, you know, when you look from within, there should be some high expectations this year for DeMarcus Walker too.
All right, good stuff, Grody. Thank you. And you know, we're off. I guess we're not off Friday. We're at the Cubs game with listeners. So,
Nice.
Maybe a 5 o'clock hour Bears report from day one of camp.
That'd be great. Will you guys be on the field on Wrigley? Is this the make good?
Not Friday.
No, Friday we're in Pat Hughes' booth after the day game. We're on the field on Tuesday. July 23rd. Yeah, mm-hmm. this Tuesday for ahead of Cubs Brewers. So
thanks for asking.
Yeah, I'm very interested in at all times what's going on with
sure.
you two.
Sure, yeah, we're going to go on Friday and just stay there. You know, and why leave when you're going to be on the field on Tuesday? You know what I mean?
Oh, no, that's a great idea. I'll send you guys some pirate porn, and you guys will be very comfortable, very comfortable.
I thought you were going to say pirate booty. I was like, I like that stuff.
Pirate booty.
I guess that is pirate
booty. Yeah, it would work.
Yeah.
Pirate booty is choice. Take care, guys. Bears.
This Friday, the Bears are reporting to training camp at Halas Hall. The Score has in-depth coverage of training camp to get you set for the 2024 season. Our show is at Halas Hall Friday, July 26th, Bears training camp coverage on The Score, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let's react to some of what Grody was saying there at the beginning. Like, I think there's fair speculation and unfair speculation, and I'm kind of curious where you feel like we are living right now with Caleb Williams because of like all the things that were said about him leading up to what's actually happened. And then we got Dave Wannstedt coming up at 5. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.